Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today, we have a very special guest, Stephanie Luft from Merrick. I'm going to bring Stephanie in now. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Good. So thank you for joining us. I'm so excited.
Oh, my pleasure.
You are definitely like one of my long-time clients, right?
I think I've been following your program over 8 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
8.5 years now. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so exciting. I love that. So now when you first lost the weight, how much did you lose?
Yes. So originally I lost about 11. That my goal weight was to lose 11. Okay. Total, I'm probably down about 17 or 18.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. And I was going to say that is way past what your original goal was. But what's funny is once you got to this new number, now that's your number.
Oh, and now think about that number. Like, what do you mean I was 7 pounds more at one point? How could that be my goal weight?
That be? It's exactly. So funny how that happens. Now, what's different, I think, too, what I love about your story and I wanted to share is you go through times because it has been, you know, almost 9 years where you have little instances of maybe like something going on in your life or whatever, and you go up a couple of pounds and you immediately, as soon as you come back in and you've done it so many times, you lose it in like the first week.
I do. So it's funny because I came into the office like 2 months ago and you put me right back on track. I lost it in 2 weeks. So I went through some medical things, so I couldn't really work out the way I wanted to, accepting age too. I mean, I started this journey 9 years ago. So there's a difference between being in your early 40s and being in your early 50s, right? And then, like, the change of your body and everything else that's happening, along with just not your diet and your exercise, but hormones. So,
So what everyone doesn't know, Stephanie makes me laugh all the time. Every time she's in the office since I've known her, she's just hysterical. So when she doesn't feel good about her body, she will not walk into the bathroom. She backs into the bathroom.
So my husband can see the better parts.
It's so funny.
Because, you know what, my whole life, I was always hung up on like having a big, you know, big ass. Like when I gain weight, that's where it goes. But like, I needed to be born after the Kardashian era, the J-Lo era. So when we were younger, you know, that was always the thing.
Right. Oh, yeah. And of course, this is her talking, because if you saw her, you would be like, oh my God, that's what I dreamed to look like.
Thank you.
But I know. True.
Thank you. And everybody has their hang up. Like, really, and when I started working with you and my goal weight was like 6 pounds more than I am now, it was like, I can never imagine the number that I'm at. Cause I would have been, that was like, I don't even think I was in high school, but you know, everybody puts pressure on themselves. And like we talk about, I think there's a pressure where we live.
Yeah. Right. Of course. Yeah. And that's a big thing. But the other sense too, is sometimes if you don't have that little bit of obsession, it can so easily get out of hand.
It did. And you totally brought me back. So I felt so much better because I left and it was like shocking to me. And you just said to me, just, you know, change one snack. And it really did make the difference.
It's always the little details that make the most difference, you know?
Yeah. And I have discussed this before, how many times at work I've been skinny shamed. More at work, I think, than outside of work.
Right.
I had one person actually, and we spoke about this too, was she at one point like shook my pants and she's like, are you okay? Are you sick? These are so big on you. And I was like, first of all, didn't ask you. And second of all, what was that about? But I think a lot of it is just, you know, through jealousy.
Yeah. And I do think the worst comes out when someone's jealous. And listen, we always have to remember weight loss is one of the hardest things to do. We're surrounded by temptation all the time. So when you see someone jealous, of course, because it's so hard. I think, like to your point before, when you said, when your coworker said that to you, I think it just sometimes when you're in such a good place and you look so good, it can make other people very uncomfortable.
I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah. We have to, that's when people look at themselves. And a lot of times when someone's not in a good place, they don't want to do that, you know?
But you're right. There's so much temptation. So every time I'm at a meeting at work, there's the one who I said to, she comes with a huge, huge bowl of candy and sticks it like right in the middle of the table. And usually I'm in the middle. And the other day I took a paper towel and I stuck it on top and put something else on top so I didn't have to see it. I could do the trail mix. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I can't sit here and stare at peppermint patties when they're like my favorite. That same group would sometimes just, if there was a party and they're having cake, like just because it's your birthday doesn't mean I have to eat cake on a Tuesday.
Right.
At 10 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, you're not going to have a bite. I'm like, I'm good. And like, you could afford it. You're so skinny.
That is why you look the way you do, because you're not doing the cake on a Tuesday just because it's there, you know? I love that. I think it's so important for people to hear like what other people go through when they're trying to lose weight, because while you handle it so well, I have clients who really get so like upset, cry. You know, I had one client recently who cried at the table because her friend supposedly was skinny shaming her at their dinner. And, you know, it's hurtful because you're trying it's so hurtful. Hard. You know how hard it is to lose weight. You're trying so hard. And when you get to a good place, instead of people going, well, you look great, that's why you look great, and all the positive that you'd want from your friends, it's the reverse sometimes or the opposite. And it can really be hurtful, you know? So it's good. I love the way you handle it. I think that's so great. So tell me one thing, as far as like how you feel, especially because you've been on for so long, give me an idea of like what you do when you go on vacation. Like, how do you handle that? Because these are questions clients ask me all the time. So of course, when I tell them, it's one thing, but when they hear it from you or a client, it's a big difference.
So it's funny because some people say, oh, you're on vacation, but I'm like, okay, I need to, there's so many things like swirling around in my head. So when I go, it's funny because sometimes we go on vacation or sometimes, you know, we have a vacation place and we go to our vacation place, it's like being at home. And for some reason, I don't know, it's harder for me sometimes now to be there than if we just were on vacation and going to restaurants all the time. Mm-hmm. I do think to myself, like, yes, I'm on vacation, but I know that at the end, if I'm gaining 4 pounds, 3 pounds, 2 pounds, it's not making me happy. I really, like when we were away, I tried to do the best we could and we were, you know, in our apartment and I was really sticking to it.
Which it's funny because you know you're going to lose it.
Yes, but I don't want to go through the pain of like agonizing or over. More pain that my husband, the other day when we were away, we were in our apartment and, you know, he'll weigh himself too most days. And I was like tempted to get on the scale. So I get on the scale and I start talking and he's asking me questions and I'm not responding. I said, do me a favor, just don't even talk to me. I'm not in a good mood and I'm not answering anything you say. Just, this is a warning for you. Just don't talk to me.
Always good to give warnings.
Give him a warning. Don't talk to me because I got on the scale and I was pissed off. I gave him that warning. But
okay, so do you think that now it's harder for you to get back as quick?
I think so. But I think I'm also mentally struggling, like I said, with the change of body because of the medical reasons why I couldn't work out the way I wanted to. You know, it's just cardio, but
right.
Because
right.
I know that I'm thin because of the sizes that I wear and the scale.
I think mentally too, cardio is very good for you mentally.
Yes.
It really does help you. It's like it's a different level, a different feeling. So even if your weight stayed the same, I don't think you would necessarily feel the same without it because your body's so used to doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, yes. That makes me feel better. Like, it's funny. So it's either, you know, we used to say I either have a full face and a big ass or small ass and small face because I lose my weight from there. Now the other conundrum is I'm sitting in the sun and I don't want to get it on my face. So I sit up and then I look at my stomach and I have these like lines from where the roll that everybody really has are coming. So now it's either I have a pale face and I have these lines in my stomach, or I'm going to have like a good stomach with all tan marks the way they should be, and my face looking like leather.
That's so funny.
There's always a catch here when you're losing weight.
I know.
Well, you want to be where you want to be.
Well, and I think the biggest thing is what we're talking about too is age, because how yeah. much more do we worry about getting a tan now than we did when we were younger?
I don't like, so now we sit in the sun, I'm under the umbrella and I don't care, because then it's like, all right, well, you know, I'm trying to use every product to get rid of the sunspots.
Right. And
but
then
like, that's
the
not
sun
even
and they'll come back. Yeah.
No.
Right. Yeah. And I agree with it's as we get older, it's just such a different mindset, because we used to be like, oh, you know, I can remember pictures of you in your bathing suit on the boat.
Yeah.
You know? But now it's like, you don't even want to put the sun on you.
Right.
Other than, like, from here down.
Right. But that was like the ideal day. And when there was a good picture, I said to my husband and to my sister and to my kids, see this picture? This is the picture you're going to use if ever I go missing. This is what's going to be on Channel 7. She looks like this, because I'll never look that good again.
You're so funny. I think that was actually before you got to your thinnest.
It's probably before I'm at this weight.
Yeah. And that was before yeah. even your thinnest. And look at how you loved how you looked. Now look at what you just said.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
And now you're 6 pounds lighter.
I know I've told you this. So other people would say, you know, sometimes Danny will reference, oh, you know, if the kids are over, oh, Josephine says, don't eat that. And that's Josephine and that. And Danny would say, the little person that sits on her shoulder during meals and pipes into her ear. So
it's so funny. It's like, I love that.
I'm eating it. Don't eat the trail mix. Let him eat it.
Yeah. Oh my
trail
God.
Mix was
hysterical. But like, look at you. You're at your lowest weight.
Because I'm sure you're going to want me to say this, is that there was a time when, okay, so I had really my low that I aimed for. And then for whatever reason, I got like 2 pounds lower than that. And it scared me. Mm-hmm. My body scared me. Like, I'm seeing bones and I'm like, I cannot look like that. So, you know, when they say you can't be too rich or too thin, like for me, I was.
Well, that's a fine, and it is a fine line. And that's why I said before, you know, which I don't even think you've ever realized, like when you were talking about like your picture on the boat or in the raft, like you said, that was the best you felt at the time, like you'd never look better. Meanwhile, you ended up losing 6 pounds more. Now, after that, I know what you mean. Like when you go to that fine line of another 2 pounds, it can really change how you look in
yes.
a bad way, you know, because
yes.
then you just start losing everything, you know, mm-hmm. and that's not good either. But that's when, you know, like you look at yourself and you say, okay, because I do know, unfortunately, women tend to, and men, I'm sure, but they tend to go on what other people say. So sometimes you'll get someone who will say, oh, don't lose any more weight. You look too thin. And you really don't. But then you'll get, I know for me, I will have clients who, if people don't say to them, you look too thin, it almost, they don't feel thin. They're like, why isn't anybody saying it to me? You hear that all the time. And then, because it kind of like reaffirms that they feel like they're in a good place, but it doesn't always mean that, because sometimes people are like, you're too thin. You know, like I've said it to clients, like you can't lose anymore, you know? And sometimes, like you said, it's not even on purpose. Your body's in that weight loss mode. And I know people are listening going, I wish I had that. Like it would just keep going, but it doesn't last. It will stop and then it'll like balance out. And then all of a sudden you find yourself like, oh, I want to be that one number, but it's very hard to be that one number. And that's why I always say you need those 2 or 3 pounds. I wanted to say too, which I love, you with your cheat day. Now, a lot of times I have actually in the last, I guess, couple of years, 2 years, I've been putting people on cheat meal because they just cannot handle a cheat day. You know, and a lot of times it is because they're not being 100% during the week, which, you know, when you have that cheat day, you have to be 100% during the week.
Yes, totally.
But your stories with your cheat day are just by far the best.
I'll tell you one, because I don't think I've shared this. So, you know, typically my cheat days are on a Saturday. And typically when you get together with friends, it's on a Saturday. So, you know, I save it for dinner. And during the summer, we'll be with friends at the beach, or we go to their house or a pool. We have two friends. We have a couple that we're very good friends with. And when they first met me and I would do my cheat day, I think that he was shocked, right? So he makes a barbecue. I'm eating the ribs with the guys while all the girls are eating their dainty salads. And he's like, Stephanie eats like a gavone. So they tell that daughter that, and she's like, you said that to her? She's like, yeah, shouldn't have. She's like, no woman wants to hear that thing. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm good with it. I'm proud of it because, you know, I could wear a bikini and eat like that on a Saturday. But yeah, I do. Sunday morning comes because mentally Sunday just resets me.
Right.
It just
puts
me right back and then I'm good. Yeah. I really can discipline and get right back.
Yeah, which is so important. I think I really keep trying to tell people that is like one of the best things you can learn from this program. And you, like you, for example, the way you just said it, like you almost embrace getting back on. Like you
I can't wait.
The best part of this whole thing is you've been on so long and you really live the program.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. And I love that. I'm so thankful that you shared your story. I'm telling you, you don't even realize how much these help everyone. Every time I do a podcast, people come in, they're like, I love that. I learned so much. Just learning how to deal with people, strategies on what to do, you know, it's just, and your mindset is so important. And for you, because you have had a rough year.
Yeah. And, you know, just because I'm talking to you now doesn't mean that even during outside of this rough year that I haven't bounced up a few pounds at certain times and bounced back down. But
right. No.
Yeah. I
and
love
you.
You
when I see you.
Yeah. I love you and I so appreciate you having me.
I love it. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you. Have
I
the best weekend,
you.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. That was an amazing story. We appreciate you. We appreciate your time and we appreciate so much you sharing your journey with us, how you've dealt with going up and down in the last 9 years and how you deal with all the outside circumstances that go on in almost everyone's life. So thank you. And we want to thank everyone who's listening today and has been sharing the Love to Live Healthy podcast. We appreciate it. We appreciate the likes. We appreciate the comments. Please, any questions you have, leave down below. We're here for you. We want you to live healthy and love living your best life. Much hugs and loves from me to all of you. Have a great one, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.